Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Kyle, and welcome to our conversation. Today in the conversation, should David Moisey be fired? Oh, God, he should have been gone a long time ago. I'm going to talk about my solution for that problem. I'm also going to talk about CNN being scored recently for actually talking. They keep going on about this missing Malaysian plane. I don't have a problem with that. I want to know what happened to it. So do a lot of other people. So if they want to continue to talk about that missing plane, go for it, you know. Also, we're going to talk about trying to find common ground with liberals and how when you find common ground, some things you come up with, they never seem to be denouncing. That and more. The conversation begins right now. Revelation 22, verse 10. And he told me, do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, and make no secret of them. For the time when things are brought to a crisis and the period of their fulfillment is near. Kind of think about that as you're going through your day today, and thank you for tuning in, and hope you had a great Easter. I had a horrible Easter. I mean, what in the heck? Manchester United at Goodson Park, 2-0 loss. I don't get it. I mean, somebody said it at work, one of my good friends, and I have to agree with him. You need to take Ryan Giggs off the team and put him in as a manager. I think he would do a much better job because they've been, David Moyes recently been tired of saying that, you know, well, Alex Ferguson should take the blame. Well, of course he should, but you got to take responsibility for being on the bottom tier of the Premier League. You're not going to be in the Champions League next year. What's really changed except for getting a great player like Juan Mata on the team? Nothing has changed except for, yeah, crappy manager that can't do nothing. He's trying to find some excuse to blame anybody but himself. You know, if you can't, just say, hey, I'm way over my head. You know, maybe I should have went to the Wolverhampton Wanderers and been a manager and worked my way up. I don't know. I'm a Reds fan, always have been, always will be. We'll support them until the day I die, but it's just something's got to change. I mean, there comes a point, I guess, where you have to sit there and say, it's never going to, you know, you have to say at some point, well, you know, yeah, he's taking over for the great Charles Thurston. Yes, he's got a big hill to climb. But yes, he's got every player Charles Thurston had, plus he's gotten Juan Mata. You know, but when you take people like Wayne Rooney, like he did in the Champions League game against Bayern Munich, and put him in a defensive position when he doesn't play that, and he's a striker and one of the best strikers in the Premier League, when they're out of their element, they don't know what to do. And they just look lost because he's having them do things, like I said last week, if there's a rhyme to his reason, I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it. And that's basically my rant for Manchester United this week. I'm just a frustrated fan. I mean, it just doesn't, you know, I want to see results. I don't care who it is. I didn't expect them to be winning. They went farther in the Champions League than I ever expected, but I expected them at least, you know, third, fourth, or fifth, you know, not being good, but not being horrible. So, anyways, I'm up in Michigan. I got my girl Melissa by me in the studio just kind of hanging out. So, I want to move over to something that I got several things on my Facebook from about how CNN has been recently been getting flack, or they've been ridiculed for still talking about this Malaysian plane that's been missing. And, you know, there's evidence that washed ashore in Australia. They believe they found some debris. Some people still think it may be kidnapped. I love the unsolved mysteries. I mean, that's when I grew up. I've always been intrigued about, you know, okay, there was 4 million pounds of gold that disappeared, and where is it? And, you know, this plane always fascinates me. I always want to find out what they're doing. Maybe not 24 hours, but at least every other day I want to find out hey, what's new? Have they found anything? You know, and you think about it, if you're kind of, are they going to keep talking about that damn plane on CNN? Just think about the families. What if that was your mom or dad that was on that plane and you have no idea? You know, you got to be considerate of them at the same time. You know, and that's how I, you know, you got to look at all of life like that. No matter where you are, you know, there's a video, if you go on YouTube, that was done by the Cleveland Clinic, and it basically goes through the hospital and it shows a caption of what every person is going through. And this person is going for his first vacation with his wife in 6 years, and this one, his dad died, and this one, she just had a baby, and him, he has cancer, and he just cured cancer, and, you know, all these things. And it goes, how the world would be different if everybody just kind of knew what everyone was going through. Even if you're mean to 50 people, just once a day, I mean, I guess I'm old-fashioned, but people look at me like, wow, like, how hard is it to open the door for someone? Like, when you go into Starbucks or anywhere, how hard is it to open the door? How hard is it to be there and just do, like, where I work, people, like, you know, if anyone follows, if there's a photo of the person that follows the Franciscan Sister Chicago's to a T, you're that person that's the, I don't know what you call that, like the mission statement, like this is what we believe, you're that person. I'm like, I just do what I do. I mean, it's not hard to be there for someone, you know. I mean, I hope someone is there for me when I'm at that age. I hope there's someone willing to be there and spend the night and take care of me like I do for them. And to me, it's a blessing to be able to be there. It's an honor. I just can't wait till we have Sunday brunches and you have kids coming in and, you know, because in my generation, it wasn't all music like Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. You know, in my generation, there's anything from hip-hop to rap to rock to hard rock to heavy metal. You know, have like a kid coming in doing anything from Vanilla Ice to Metallica on a Sunday brunch. Because we have guys that come in now, I like jazz, and they play jazz, saxophone, and all that. So, and just we always joke about, you know, you get to the point where you're going to have, like, that type of person, like, someone coming in, like, they are playing jazz, Nirvana, one song, and then Metallica, one song, and Vanilla Ice, and, but, I don't know, kind of got a little off track a little bit, but it's just, you know, think about those families. I mean, if you complain about, oh, they keep talking about that plane. How would you like to be a family member that has no idea? Is the plane hijacked? Is it down? Are they alive? Are they dead? You know? It's just crazy, I think, that, you know, that, but maybe they feel there's nothing to talk about because, like, if you go back to 2003, there was a piece of paper they had when I was in this flea market and all the liberals had it. You know, $1.75, that's the gas price before George Bush took office and had him, like, $3.19, this is the gas price now. Get that oil tycoon buddy and his cronies out of Washington, cronies, and get down the gas price. Well, it's been higher under Barack Obama in Indiana. I don't know about elsewhere, but in Indiana, it's been higher under George W. Bush. No, it's been higher under Barack Obama than ever under George Bush. But you ain't hearing liberals. I've not seen one since Barack Obama's been in office. One, what do they call that? A press conference in front of a gas station? You haven't seen it. Because it's a double standard. You know, like this one liberal, because I watch MSNBC from time to time just to see what they're talking about. And this liberal actually said if Sarah Palin was a liberal, they'd be kissing her butt just like Hillary Clinton. Like, well then, why don't you become a liberal? Just which sides? Just like John McCain's technically a progressive, he's in the Republican Party, why don't you go and become a liberal but still say the same things you're saying now and see if they still kiss your butt? Probably wouldn't, but anyways, it's just, I just, it's this, like I was talking to a friend this morning online, and I'm like I tell people all the time, if they want to, you know, we have liberals, I have tons of mega, mega liberal friends that are like, you know, they if they can get one channel, it'd be MSNBC. Yeah, they don't need anything else. You talk to them, okay, Republican, yes, Fox News, and I finally started to get to the point where if they have a clip from, like, CNN or C-SPAN or anything else, or like I say, okay, let me restart this, and I'll say, on, this video is from C-SPAN, and then they can't, oh, it's at Fox News. And it's like, but we can find common ground, but they don't denounce when they get to the common ground. Like, there's a lady that was on Facebook that I posted, and she was in Florida, and she goes, she was interviewed at a rally for Barack Obama, and she goes, she took her kids out of school to take them to see the president. It's just the moment, the most memorable day of my life. I never thought this day would happen. Oh, Larry, yeah, I just know that if, you know, as long as I have Barack Obama, I won't have to worry about putting gas in my car. I won't have to worry about paying for my mortgage. If I have him, he'll take care of me. Like, you're going to have everything given to you if you have Barack Obama. And I've had liberal friends that will say, well, I don't agree with that. Well, when have you put that on your Facebook saying you, yeah, I support Barack Obama, but I denounce people like that. I might support Barack Obama, but I don't denounce the people that think that John McCain's is running me. They don't care. All they want is Hillary Clinton or whoever the Democrat is in the White House. They don't care how they get there. They're not going to denounce anybody that, even if they are so bad that they make no sense. Well, what is it about Barack Obama's platform that you like? What you talking about platform? Well, if you denounce someone like that, say it. Don't sit there and, well, I disagree with that. Well, then show that you disagree. Say, hey, I support Barack Obama. I think he's great, but people that make no sense that think that they're just going to live off the government and everything's going to be free, you know, because I don't ever see that. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, because my girl's over here laughing, but I never see anyone denouncing that. I never see anyone going, you know what, that doesn't, I'm sorry, but I don't really see, you know, I'd love to see, because I know people that, George Bush was better than Barack Obama, but you didn't see many Republicans supporting the Patriot Act.
Right.
We went ballistic, because we can disagree, we can like somebody, but we can also disagree with somebody at the same time. You can say, well, I support Barack Obama for this or this or this, but I disagree with him for these reasons. I guess it's, you know, how can you talk bad about the Antichrist, you know, our Savior, like my mom said, don't worry, Obama's going to take care of us. You know, just quit your job. Everyone doesn't, no one has to work. I mean, that's why they're actually in Indianapolis, which is like an hour from where I'm from and live. They have been doing investigations with people that have, like, we'll work for food signs and I'm homeless and following them back home. And most people, when they're following back home, you want to know what? They got three cars. They got a job. It's just I can go out for, like, a couple hours, make $30 a night on top of, and there's another $30,000 in my pocket. I understand if you're homeless and you can't find a job or whatever and you really want to work, if you see someone that's homeless and you know someone that needs an employer, give them this card and say, hey, stop there. They need employment. They'll get you work. 9 times out of 10, they won't do it because why? Why do I have to earn my money when I can just be given it to me by standing there? And it's just, you know, welfare was not ever meant to be a career option, but I guess I was wrong. Because this is funny. I actually was thinking about this last night. I got into it with this girl that was liberal, and I'm like, she goes, well, because I was talking about the Obama phone. She's like, well, do you know who gave out the first Obama phone? I'm like, yes, I do. Ronald Reagan started that program. And I'm going to change the subject here, because I'm going to, let's pretend that it's a car. And we're going to do, if Reagan was going to give you a car, back in the day, people would be like, this is a blessing because I live 5 miles from work. I'll be able to go back and forth to my job. And when I get enough money, I'll be able to maybe give back. And I can actually, hey, I'm going from here to here. Anyone need a ride? You don't need to get that car. You can all carpool and I'll help you out and share it. Now, if you talk about Obama giving me a car, like, oh, man, I'm taking it over to the shop, man. They're going to put, I got dingle balls, man. They're going to pimp this thing out. We're going to put hydraulics in the thing. We're going to kick it in my ride. But that's how it is, you know. They're not like, thank you, now I have a phone, so when I get a job, I can have a place for people to call me for about employment. No, they're all like, oh, I got a phone, man. Got the iPhone 4. They gave me a phone. Thanks, Obama. I got my phone. You got a phone? You got no phone? I got a phone, man. Obama gave me a phone, man. I got, like, I got the D-Dazzler thing. I got, like jewels all on it. But it's the truth. No one is using things for what it's meant for. To think that you actually have to pass a law that says, okay, in Louisiana, you can no longer use your food stamps to buy bras or panties or tattoos. I mean, there was an investigation my mom looked up where they said, you would not believe, which I didn't know you could use food stamp cards anywhere, but I guess you can. And they said, you would not believe how many food stamp cards are being used in Hawaii that aren't from Hawaii. That's like someone coming from Oregon or Seattle or Idaho or Indiana or Michigan. And my mom's like, if you can afford to fly to Hawaii, you shouldn't be on food stamps. I watch the Blaze Network, and I try to not say Glenn Beck, because as soon as you say his name, oh, okay. They're like racist, because like, as soon as you say his name, they don't even... Well, let me see what he's about. Let me take one thing he says and see if I can prove him wrong. You know, because like I told, this was on one of my very, very first programs. I said, who was telling you to buy gold at $600 an ounce? Glenn Beck. Mm-hmm. What's gold at? It's been at $1,900 an ounce, and it's at like $1,200 to $1,300 now. Who was telling you and was laughed at for saying they were going to bail out the auto industry? Glenn Beck. What did they do? They bailed out the auto industry. Who said that Hillary Clinton was going to give us health care? Barack Obama. Well, now it was Barack Obama who gave us the health care, but Glenn Beck was the one who said we were going to have a universal health care. So many things he has said have come true, and there's a reason why, because he says it like it is. He doesn't candy coat it. He doesn't try to kiss your ass, be your friend. I'm a Mormon, this is what I do, and if you agree, fine. If not, you know, when you get these people, because I know people like that are like very, you know, we need to come together more on what we believe. Not, well, okay, well, you're Catholic, so why do you believe that? Why do you guys do this? Why do you do that? Now, if you want, okay, if you say this prayer right now, and if you believe in your heart and confess that your mouth, man, we can get you saved, and, you know, we have Bible study twice a week, and you can do this and that. And I'm like, why? Okay, why don't you want to come together on what I believe? You know, instead of, oh, so you're a Mormon, so, no, whatever. You don't really believe in God, so, you know, we can save you. We can get, no. I look at Glenn Beck. He's a brother in Christ. He just believes a little bit differently than I do. But when it comes down to it, we have the same core values, same core beliefs, you know. But it's just nuts, you know, that so many people just say, okay, no matter what you do, you're great if you're a Democrat, you're not if you're a Republican. And if you try to go against the status quo, Lord help you, you know. And a lot of my friends, we just agree to disagree and just like, okay, you're never going to see eye to eye with me, but let's just have fun. We both like to reenact. We both do the historical stuff. We both play music, you know. And every once in a while, I'll be at one of my friends' houses and they'll be talking about this or that. And I'm just like, okay, close my ears. Not going to comment. Not going to say anything. What? You're not going to say anything? I'm like, well, if you want me to, okay, we're going to get all this money to bomb Syria or bomb Israel or bomb one of these countries, but all of a sudden, a week later, okay, we got to shut down the government because they have no money. Okay, well, where was the money coming from to, you know, it's like when Putin gave all that money to help the Ukraine so that they'll want to go with him as opposed to the UN. Where do you think he got that money from? Mm-hmm. He just printed it. You know, like I say, take a dollar bill out of your pocket and light it on fire. It won't be there in about a minute. Take a penny, at least you have something. I mean, that's why 1982, most of the 1982 and older posted in 1982 and anything 81 and older, except for 43, are 95% copper, which means there's more than a penny's worth of copper in them. People actually collect them. But unless they get to the point where they can allow you to melt down the currency, it's never going to happen. So it's just one of those things that I think is crazy. You know, it's like, let's just keep printing and printing and printing and printing money, and it's just going to solve everything. I don't think you're going to find one financial advisor, correct me, anyone out there if I'm wrong, that's going to say, okay, well, you need to get more credit cards. You need to spend your way out of debt. I think, I mean, it doesn't make sense, but what do I know, you know? That's why I like going back, because you always have experts on his show. Well, you don't believe that Barack Obama's not a Christian? Well, we're going to bring a guy on here who's a theologian expert, and also he studied liberation theology, which Barack Obama supports. The one question I've always wondered, if anyone can ask this, if anyone's got the answer, you can PM me on my Facebook, but why would Barack Obama go to a church for 22 years with a guy that preaches white, like killing whites and their babies when his mom was white? He's like Tiger Woods. He's carbon and Asian. So I could technically claim him as a white person because he's got half white in him. And I get some people all the time, there's no such thing as Scottish. And they're like, what? I said, well, there's not. Because when you look into it, there's only four true nationalities due to DNA testing. You're either a Native American, you're either European, you're Asian, or you're African. So it's one of those things that when you look at stuff that's going on, I got families right now in the studio and all this stuff, so it's just crazy. It's just one of those things that there's stuff going on, and you look at it from this standpoint of it's Melissa, she's a godsend. But it's just one of those things that there's four basic groups of people. And, you know, and what did they find out in this one study? That most people that aren't actually African, that are black, they're European. But, you know, going back to this common ground thing, we need to come together with common grounds. And we need to step up as Americans. I'm not, you know, going to Washington, D.C. and taking a stand does not mean violence. It does not mean that I'm going to sit there and if they come and try to hurt my family or take my guns, that I'm not going to stand up for my Second Amendment right. You know. You know, I harp on this every week, but, you know, we should just become British. You know, and that's what you want, you know. I went to this one lady, she was like saying all this stuff. I'm like, well, why don't you go to Britain? Excuse me? Well, everything you said goes against everything our forefathers died for us to have. And if you don't want what our forefathers died for us to have, you need to go back. Like, I'm gonna read this. It's a little thing that I put on my Facebook. Well, there's two of them, you know. Let me see if I can find it here. But it's so true. Okay, this is a really funny one. I want to go off of this. It has it's a piece of paper, and it's out, and it says, if you see someone texting and driving, report them. Text their license plate to, and has the guy texting in the car. So it's telling you not to text and drive and to report them by texting while you're driving. Does that make... That has to be something from liberal. It has to be a liberal post. Only liberals would be smart enough to do something like that. But...
That was funny.
Yeah, here it is. This is hilarious. It has a guy sitting at a table, and he has an open chair, and he's asking someone to sit down, and it goes, please tell me more about how you came to our country and now you want us to change our traditions because they offend you? Because I've had people, because my one friend Heather, she wrote me a long, long private message, and she was like, you know, you're just frustrated and better. I'm like, yeah, but I don't see you or any other liberal crying foul. If someone's going to be offended because you have a 100% born in the USA shirt and has an American flag on it, and we have to turn that inside out because you don't want to offend somebody, I don't see you denouncing that and saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm going to wear my shirt. They should be, you know, I don't see too many liberals that put that on their Facebook or say, hey, I denounce people that are being told to take their, you know, what are we going to do, take the American flag down off the flagpole at school because we have people that go there that are going to be offended by it? I don't get it. But, I mean, we're in America, so we can't really have a, you know, we can't, nowhere in the Constitution does it grant freedom from, you guessed it, being offended. It doesn't. I could be wrong, but because there was this guy's like, well, I have freedom of religion. I don't know how you can do this. And because, like, a flyer was handed out about an Easter egg hunt, and he went ballistic. And I'm like, well, yeah, we do have the freedom of Christian religion, but it doesn't say in the Constitution anything about not being offended. If you want to put something in there about Rosh Hashanah or Ramadan or whatever, go ahead. You're not going to offend me. But don't take away, you have a right to protest against Jesus, but you can't take away my right at the same time to promote Christianity. If you're going to promote atheism, how can I not? I can't promote Christian beliefs, but you can promote atheism. It doesn't work that way. So if you're going to say, okay, well, I have freedom of religion, so you can't offend me with Jesus stuff. Well, that's infringing on my right to be able to preach that. You know, my gun that I conceal and carry allows my freedom to tell you what I feel, and it also gives you the freedom to say what you feel. Enough of that rant. I actually got to drive back today. It's a beautiful day. I don't know where you are on the world, but it was like, I was hydroplaning on 94 coming up here going 50 miles an hour in a 70 mile an hour zone, getting passed by semis, but two of them wrecked, so what the heck. But it was good. I got to go and meet a lot of Melissa's family and mom and dad last night. That was a lot of fun. So it was a good couple days. I mean, I was here in January to help my sister. She had surgery, and I was here for like 14 days. So she's just like taking my 2 days off from work and coming up and coming back. So it's been a good time. It's just so relaxing up here because I can just kind of get away from the TV a little bit, get away, you know, I mean, and just watch like movies and stuff and not have to worry about, you know, watching the news. That's one of the big things. I got about 90 seconds left, but Stephen Colbert is going to take over for David Letterman, and one of the big things they've talked about, and I'll end with this, is it'll work if he changes who he is. People are not going to want to watch Comedy Central on CBS. They don't want him to be a political comedian on there. People want to go to bed seeing what's new with Sylvester Stallone, to unwind, relax, have a good laugh. That's why Johnny Carson was so successful, because he would laugh at Republicans or Democrats. Anything that happened, he would make fun of everybody. And it wasn't an everyday, all-night thing. It was just once in a while he would do little rants and things. And it wasn't politically based, and that's what they say, and I have to agree. If Colbert is going to do a politically based political kind of thing with The Late Show, I don't think it'll last long, because most people, that's not why they're wanting to watch The Late Show. That's why a lot of us, including myself, can watch David Letterman, even though he is a liberal. So I want to thank you all for listening in and tuning in, and you all have a great day, and God bless you all. So it's just been a real great day. I will talk to you next week. Goodbye.